And we're back at the EA Radio Studios. I'm Afterburner Al. Wireless Mike is also in the studio as well.
Good afternoon.
In the middle of Squawk 1200, we'll be talking with the NTSB in our next segment and then finish up the hour with a representative from the International Federal Pavilion. But right now in the studio with me is Chad Jensen with Vertical Power. Chad is an accomplished builder himself, a Vans RV7 he's built.
That's correct.
Very nice. Yep. They also partnered on a Thatcher CX-4, which is another really cool airplane. And his other projects have included a Cougar, a Tailwind, a Cubby, and a Mustang II. He also led the EA staff to build a Zenith 750 while he was working for EAA not too long ago.
That's correct, yep. And you can see that in front of the One Week Wonder.
Yes, exactly. Is that the one?
That actually, the one that the staff built is in the Home Builders hangar. So in front of the One Week Wonder is another example, closer matched example of what they're building.
Zeniths everywhere, as they say.
Yeah.
Jets, commercial pilot, multi-engine, instrument ratings, tailwheel endorsement, and earned his license in college. And he is from the Bloomington, Illinois area.
Originally.
But now, he'll say he's in Wisconsin. We'll see if he really loves Wisconsin.
Are you a Packers fan?
I am a Packers fan. I was a Packers fan before I came to Oshkosh.
So he's got real cred.
Okay, we'll accept him then, I guess.
But what, you know, Vertical Power, so I was just thinking something totally unrelated to this, to what you actually do, which is kind of a power center for the airplane. And I worked for a company that supplied kind of these things for airlines, airliners.
Right.
And now this is pretty interesting product in here. It's kind of like a customizable circuit breaker panel.
Yeah,
in a sense.
A customizable power management system using electronic circuit breakers. Yeah. So the company itself was started by a very bright gentleman named Mark Osman, who's a current EAA board member. And this last year, he sold his company to a large aerospace corporation called Astronix. And the company went from being a company to a product line under one of Astronix companies called Ballard Technology. They're based in Everett, Washington. And I work from home here in Oshkosh as the tech support and OEM sales guy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the box itself, yeah, completely self-contained power management system.
So what's the advantages over a power management system versus traditional circuit breakers?
Well, electronic circuit breakers will tell you information, where traditional circuit breakers and or automotive style fuses that a lot of experimental airplanes use today won't tell you anything other than the fact that they are, you know, popped out if a circuit is tripped. The electronic circuit breaker will tell you if it's a short circuit, if there's no current, if there's a overcurrent situation. The microprocessor monitors all of our circuits 100 times a second. And will tell us that information displayed on a third-party EFIS. So the technology has worked its way down from the commercial industry, military industry, and we're able to do these really cool units and experimental airplanes now and LSAs.
And what's the cost difference? I mean, circuit breakers are pretty cheap. Obviously, I'm guessing it's not quite as cheap.
Well, it depends on the model. We have two different models. The VPX Sport, it's our base model, has 24 circuits. And if you take 24 circuit breakers and add everything up that's required to run 24 circuit breakers, your cost is actually going to come in a little bit lower with the VPX.
Wow, that's impressive. So,
yeah. If you're going with automotive style fuses, you're going to save some money doing it that way. But again, they're not going to tell you anything.
Right.
So you can go with static, which has served everybody quite well and still does in a sense.
Sure.
But this particular and then let's talk physical space in the panel. Is there a presentation screen or is it tied into other things?
Okay, so originally when the products came out, they had a switch panel, and then one of the units actually had its own dedicated display. We're now integrating with the five major EFIS manufacturers. They've all designed a page on their screen to integrate with our unit, so it doesn't take up any additional space, and you can mount the unit anywhere up under the panel or in the cockpit area, so there's no additional space needed for any type of breaker panel or a second display.
So I'm flying along and something stops working. How do I reset That's the circuit breaker.
That's the really easy part. With the VPX, you'll get an alert on your primary flight display.
Okay.
Okay, so then you would scroll over or push the button or whatever EFIS you happen to be using, go to the VPX page. The faulted device will be highlighted in red. You select your cursor, and a reset button will pop up on one of the soft keys.
All right, I have maybe a silly question, but
okay,
what happens if it's your multifunction display that goes out?
Oh, there's backup methods for everything.
Okay.
So redundancy.
Yeah, we've got some redundancy built in within the Pro. The higher-end model actually has some redundancy built into the unit itself. And we also have some predetermined backup methods for devices that are recommended to wire outside the VPX if something were to happen.
I was discussing your unit with somebody who has it in their airplane, and they also talked about a load shedding feature. You can push a button, and there's be some load shedding that will go on.
That actually was in one of the units previously. The VPX doesn't have an actual load shedding button, but we are able to go to the VPX page and turn devices off. So if you had six or seven devices on your Avionics Master and you want to shut off four of those devices, go to the VPX page, select them, and just shut them off individually. Now, a load shedding button is something that is maybe coming down the road. There's going to be an engineering review on the boxes, and that's on the list of possibilities.
What is the next step for the products? I was also told that at one time they were working on like an Autoland feature, or is that?
Yeah, that was actually a unit that is called the VP400. It's no longer available through the sale of the company Vertical Power to Astronics. It was a product that Ballard Technology didn't necessarily want to get their feet wet with autopilot and control surface movement. So that product's no longer available. It was pretty cool technology. But I think the costs were a little bit high on that unit as well. So we're sticking with the VPX and now moving towards developing a system called the primary power system that will take the place of traditional style battery contactors, starter contactors, shunts, current limiters, all that stuff that's on the firewall, you know, mounted between the battery and the VPX will be solid state, much more reliable, easy to install, and just take us kind of into the 21st century from where everybody's been wiring airplanes with the old style relays.
How about a weight aspect? Are these lighter than the things they're replacing in general?
Yeah, on average, on a typical install, you would save between 4 and 6 pounds going with the VPX.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, for just, you know, something that does the exact same thing.
Sure.
You know, lighter is better.
It varies, of course, on how many devices you have. And if you're going with automotive style circuit breaker or fuses or the traditional push-pull circuit breakers. So.
But that allows you to have two $100 hamburgers.
Yeah, that's just like one extra donut at least.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
That's what we're going for. Especially, you know. The other thing is it kind of an out-of-the-box thing? What are the concerns that, you know, a potential customer comes with you is like, wow, this seems like very sophisticated. Is the installation any more challenging, or is it actually a lot of people are relieved?
It's pretty intuitive, actually. Out of the box, you can actually, if you understand the system up front, which is very easy to learn, we've got tools on our website to help you develop the knowledge of how the system works. If you do your homework ahead of time, learn the system, you can literally have an airplane wired in a day or two, where previous ways of doing it. When I built my RV7, I didn't use a VPX, but I was before the VPX was available. I probably took a month and a half to wire my airplane. Now, this isn't a plug and play solution. There's some work to do when you pull it out of the box.
Really?
But it's much easier.
So you basically,
I wish, but
power from the battery into the system and leads coming off going to your devices.
Yes.
And then you have to program the device to say, this lead, whatever, goes to the radio. This one goes to the transponder. This one goes to
right.
XYZ.
We have there's a planner that you set all that up. There's a series of 10 switches that are configurable. And like I said, with the example earlier with the Avionics Master, to power 5, 6, 7, 8, what, you know, however many devices you have on the Avionics Master. So you've got either 24 or 32 pins available,
depending on the model.
But only 10 switches. So I get the question quite often of, well, I've only got 10 switches and you got 32 circuits. How am I going to switch everything? Well, you can program things to be always on. So as soon as you flip the battery master on, that device would turn on, eliminating the need for a switch.
Now, so. Not, I mean, most systems are the same as far as voltage. Is it adaptable up and down?
The pro version is, does 14 or 28 volts, and the sport model is 14 volt only.
Now, these are all for the experimental markets.
Or LSA.
Or LSA.
We meet ASTM standards.
Nice.
So,
Are any plans to move into the replacement market for manufactured
aircraft? Certified airplanes. Yeah. The vertical power line won't be. Okay. That'll remain experimental in LSA. There's always a possibility potential for the company to take the technology in the vertical power box and move it into something certified. It would be a Ballard technology branded or other Astronics company branded device. But the vertical power product line is strictly going to be experimental in LSA. That's right in the wheelhouse of where the product is aimed, and that's where we're going to keep it.
Excellent. Yeah, it's amazing all the really cool stuff. All the cool stuff for airplanes these days, it's cheaper and more accessible in the home-built market.
Absolutely.
It makes me not want to ever buy a
production certified
aircraft because you can't do anything with it. Or if you want to do something with it, it costs just a lot more.
And that's why, you know, EAA pushes amateur-built aircraft because the customization is limitless. Just about limitless.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the technology is just so much more advanced because you don't have to spend a lot of money on certification for a very good product.
And we have wonderful human beings like Chad Jensen working with us.
Well, I love this community, and you know, I've been working in experimental aviation for a number of years now. I came from the FBO world, so I kind of know that side of things as well. But being involved in an EAA chapter for many, many years and being a president of the chapter, building a couple of airplanes, it's, you know, I've just kind of immersed my life into it. So it's great fun. I love being a part of it.
Chad, I want to thank you very much for coming in
welcome.
And talking with us today. Chad Jensen of Vertical Power. Coming up next, we'll talk with the NTSB. You're listening to EAA Radio.